Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. March wheat at 670.5, down 7.75. Soft December wheat is 620.25, down 2.25. December corn, 426, down 2.25. March, 430.75, down 3.5. July, 445.75, down 3.5. January soybeans, 13.18, down 5.75. July is 12.77.75, down 5.5. December soybean meal, 458.30, down 1.10. December soybean oils, 39.28, down 52. December live cattle, 132.07.5, down 17.5. January feeders, 167.10.5, up 2.5. December lean hogs are 81.25, and they are down 7.5.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Agriculture is big business in Illinois. I don't think you have to look very far. Just a small drive, no matter where you live, even if you live close up in Chicago, to see fields of corn and soybeans and wheat. Those fields connect our communities. They connect the state of Illinois from Rockford to Cairo, from the Quad Cities all the way to Danville, and is obviously a huge driver of Illinois' total economy. In fact, you can hardly touch any community without finding people who are either directly or indirectly involved in agriculture, from production of the agricultural products to transportation to the market, processing of various products like soybeans and the soy oil, sale at the wholesale retail levels, all that going on. And at the University of Illinois, which is the state's land-grant university, by the way, we are in a unique position to tell agriculture's story. We tell it from farm to table, and we do it daily. We do it on the air on AM 580. We do it on the web. We do it in other platforms as well, agricultural outlook meetings. Your contribution right now at 217-244-9455 means we can do even more to inform you about the impact of agriculture on all of our local communities, because frankly, let's just face it, we all eat. Why don't you call right now with your gift of support? Tell the person on the phone that you're supporting agriculture. If you're calling on the web or if you're pledging on the web at willpledge.org, be sure to mention agriculture in the comment section. The number to call is 217-244-9455, and thank you so much for your support. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Looking at the technicals quickly, there's some follow-through to the downside in the soybeans. How concerned should we be?
Very concerned, because we're seeing downside in the soybeans and the corn and the wheat all together. And that's the footprint of renewed fund-led selling, Dave. And I think this is where the elimination of the ethanol mandate announced late in the morning Eastern time by the U.S. Senate probably brought the bear back out of the cave. You know, it wasn't just 2 days ago you and I were talking about the best close in December corn
right. Since
November 12th, and how things have changed in just a 24-hour time period because of one piece, one very important piece of news fundamentally that is shifting the sentiment and momentum, and those sentiment and momentum indicators are starting to show up on the charts. And so it's a very concerning issue. We're very close to breaking through last week's close in December corn and in March corn as well, with December getting ready to go off the board. We've hit some major support at around the 13-12 level in January beans, and obviously the new contract lows in wheat have helped initiate some of this selling as well.
Does it suggest that if this were to become a law, that at negative margins, ethanol wouldn't be produced?
Well, I think, You know, the way I had answered this question, Dave, differently had it not been for the last year, year and a half, and what the wheat market has taught us and what the new regulatory constraints on long-only index funds have done to the market. We are much more technically oriented. We're much more news sensitive and short-term oriented in this market. And, you know, not to step out of the bounds here, but as far as your fund drive going, you know, this is where Will Radio and the shrinking agriculture and a consolidating agriculture sector really needs to stick together because of what we saw come out of the United States Senate. And not only that, and the inability of them to realize what that could mean to the industry going forward, the agricultural industry going forward, just the fact that they were thinking about it, it tells me that we need to voice our information a lot louder and stick a lot closer together. And then you look at how the market reacts to that. So a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would have said it's not as big a concern. But I would say in this market environment, this is just one more thing that brings the bear out of the cave, so to speak, and opens up the technicals to the downside, and especially if we can't get those technicals back on a weekly close here today, because this seems to be when big news comes out like this, if the charts don't hold up, then it sets us up for more negativity in the short term down, you know, heading into next week and heading into the holidays. And I'm sure that there'll be some bearish traders talk about a negative January report, bigger supplies coming from the USDA, and more farmers selling after the first of the year. These things will tend to ramp up on us, I suspect.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM.